For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Additional dwelling units, or ADUs, are an attractive strategy for increasing affordable housing options. Citizen groups focused on housing have taken up the cause of encouraging homeowners to set aside space for another tenant. I talked with a member of one such group after a recent forum at the Community Foundation in Ukiah.
My name is Mary Lou Leonard, and I serve or have served as the chair of the Housing Action Team, which is part of the Community Health Improvement Project under Healthy Mendocino. Housing was one of the issues that was identified along with six other issues as part of the community health needs. Many of the people who participated in that group were interested in affordable housing in the classic sense or in the legal sense, which really we're looking at a low-income population. You know, I can't develop housing, I can't do that. But the accessory dwelling unit issue seemed to be an issue that we could at least bring to the community because it's something that really involves people who already live here, who already are homeowners, and may want to do something within the boundaries of either their own home or on their own property. So it was a way of beginning to approach the housing shortage in the community in a way that was a one person at a time rather than looking at millions of dollars and resources that nobody has.
The city passed an ordinance regulating ADUs last year. Most of the eligible parcels are on the west side of town in R1 or residential single-family zoning. But Ukiah hasn't exactly had a building boom since then. I caught up with Craig Schlatter, the city's community development director.
There's definitely been interest in the ordinance. We've received many inquiries over a period of, especially since the ordinance became effective earlier this year. Unfortunately, it hasn't manifested into actual units built. We've only had three units that were permitted last year and one just in 2018, and it's not all the way completed yet either. Events like this are very important, really exciting to see so much interest in ADUs, and we're probably going to be looking at our ordinance a little bit to see if there's anything we can do to make it less restrictive.
So what needs to change about the city ordinance for it to generate a little bit more enthusiasm?
Not totally sure. I think this is the first step. Just hearing input and hearing that there's interest out there. It's very cumbersome, I think, for the average person that's not like a planner, to get through that and understand everything. I'm going to create some type of a handout with our team that we can put up on the website that just helps an average person navigate through the process, make it a little bit easier.
One thing we kept hearing is that cities and counties have to adhere to the state. And I'm wondering if the cities and counties work with each other so that, you know, contractors in the community don't have to navigate a huge set of rules if they want to build, 2 miles outside of city limits.
I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the future. That, Nash and I have been, Nash, the director at the County Mendocino, we've been talking for really the last couple months about more collaboration between the city and the county. Also been in contact with colleagues over in Willits and as well as Fort Bragg and Point Arena, and I think there's going to be a lot more movement on that in the future.
I checked in with one more person for his thoughts on the future of Ukiah's ADU ordinance.
Kevin Doble, Mayor, City of Ukiah.
What would you like to revisit about that ordinance?
One area that I'd like to see how it's working are the connection fees for sewer and water for new buildings. Right now we allow, we don't charge a connection fee for a conversion of a building, but maybe if we wanted to see more new buildings, that might be an incentive.
Right, and the city isn't in charge of all the connection fees. What is it, about a third of the city limits are under the purview of the sanitation district?
That's correct. So in those parcels that are located within the jurisdiction of the sanitation district, our ordinance would apply to the extent of every other requirement with the exception of the connection fees, which would have to be determined by the sanitation district board.
What would you like to see happen with the ordinance?
Well, first, I'd just like to see how it's working. I think part of the issue is we adopt policies and then we just leave them there and we don't ever check back to see how they're working.
What approach would you like to see for the next round, if there is one?
Well, I don't think the approach would change. I just think that there was concern raised by some members of the community that this would create a accessory dwelling unit on every parcel in the city of Ukiah. There was an op-ed in the paper about that same thing. We had quite a few people come to the meeting concerned about that and what it really meant. And I think when you have that situation, you do have a tendency to approach it a little more cautiously. But I think all the more reason to try to take a look at it and see how it's really working, because sometimes you have maybe a handful of people that have really strong opinions and are very vocal about what this might do to us, and it scares a lot of other people from really, you know, understanding or enjoying what it is that we're trying to achieve.
So it sounds like this could double as a public service announcement to encourage people to show up and share their opinions and participate in the public process.
Sure, and I would say, you know, showing up is great because we always love to see people in the audience. But you can always write to the city clerk. You can email the city clerk at the city of Ukiah, and anything that you give to her related to an agenda item will go to the full council and be part of the public record, and we'll take all of that into consideration.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.